Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Yo.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we are your hosts, the Sloppy Boys.
We're still sort of coming down after that 100th episode.
We've been out partying all week.
God, geez, the ACAST people took us out. We met the mayor. He was like, you boys, you did it.
Those are the best.
My beautiful boys.
You boys, you wanted to cook for his boys.
Anything you want, it's yours.
Yeah. We couldn't think of anything.
Yeah, I'm thinking of it now. We want to play for the Dodgers for an inning.
Yeah.
Fucking
all three of us pitching.
For an inning.
Blanked. No, because I feel like we'd lose for them if we played the whole game. Mm. Probably right. Not. If one of us per inning played in a Dodgers game, like we were on the team,
no one would notice.
They'd notice, but they wouldn't lose.
They wouldn't lose.
We'd be
fine. If we were pitching.
Yeah, if we were pitching, they'd lose. Yeah.
Well, I'd be up there, bases loaded. It all comes down to Jeffy. Bottom of the ninth.
And?
Out of the park. Home run.
Nice, dude.
That's my
boy. Nice, my man. I went to a Yankees game a couple weeks ago, let's say.
Hmm.
Yes, weeks ago. With John Haskell. We all know John Haskell.
Yeah.
With his brother.
With his brother. Wait, so John's not in the story?
John didn't go because couldn't go. But went with his brother Matt. And we hung out. We're having a great time at the game. The Yankees are down. Then it starts raining, maybe sixth inning.
Hmm.
We said, well, let's just go home. Like we paid, I think, $5 for the ticket, so I wasn't like...
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's the best. And
so an event that you can like waltz in and out of, it's low stakes.
It didn't feel like I had to be there. Turns out, it ended up being like this great comeback game once the game started again. And there was like a walk-off grand slam for them to win in the 10th inning.
You missed it!
My nephew, who's a huge Yankees fan, called me the next day. He's like, you laughed at the six. I was like, how does he know? Like, it's already been like discussed. And he's like, I can't believe you did that. And I was like, can I tell you something? It didn't even bother me. He's like, oh my God. I was like, but I got you a free hat. He's like,
hey.
Oh my God.
It like blew his mind that I couldn't say.
You know, it's funny. Don't you think that, speaking of the Dodgers, LA's not really a sports town, you know?
No.
It's interesting because there's a lot of sports teams.
Lots of sports teams. Big city. A lot of people with allegiances to their hometown. A lot of people who came were transplants. So they got an affinity for their old. They got the crusty baseball cap of their old hometown team.
Yeah.
But
get that thing washed, folks.
But, and there, of course, there's like big fandoms for each of these places, like teams that could fill a stadium. But I was just thinking the Dodgers. I would say other than maybe Justin Turner, I think you could be a Dodger and walk down Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah.
I bet Clayton Kershaw can walk around in LA and not be too hounded.
That's the big thing they say about baseball and football. Nobody knows what those guys look like unless you're a superstar. And like you don't really get bothered.
What about golf?
Golf? Nah, those guys get Tiger Woods probably.
What about Gronk?
Gronko, they know him. But it's because golf, I bet he could walk around
with a mask on.
I don't know.
But I was at a sex club and he and I both had masquerade ball masks on and I was fucking him, he was fucking me, and then we were like, wait a second. He was like, you're that TV writer, aren't you?
If you went to a sex party, you're like, I hear Goff's going to be here. You're like, yeah, but which one's him? You look around, it's a guy with a Rams helmet on. No, wait, he plays for the Lions. The Detroit Lions.
He used to play for the Rams.
That's right.
Now, when you say LA's not a big sports town, what's that based on? Because to me, it's not. But I don't give a shit about sports, and I feel like a lot of people who don't give a shit about sports move to L.A. because we're like
little creatives.
We won't be bothered.
little indoor boys who would rather move pen to paper than
bat to ball. I remember one time somebody had like an improv show at I.O. Mm-hmm. the night that the Lakers won the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
And it was the only time in L.A. where I like felt a thing like that, where other than like an organized parade or something like that, it was just like people were kind of like hanging out of their windows on Hollywood Boulevard being like, Lakers! And it was like, oh, I feel this. But I've been here, you know, the LA Kings won 2 Stanley Cups and you didn't feel it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel that way about most teams, and it's like, Dodgers has their like, there's like a demographic that's hugely into the Dodgers, but you just can't capture. I feel like maybe the bowl games at the Rose Bowl is when it feels the most like there's a sport going on or something.
When the Rams were in the Super Bowl a couple years ago, they won it last year, but a couple of years ago when they were also in it, you couldn't tell. You had no idea that like the team that just moved to LA was in the Super Bowl.
And that we have Super Bowl and Stanley Cups and World Series champions. We have them, and people are just like, okay. And then like, and it's that lazy. I mean, we complained recently on this very pod about our West Coast crowds, which doesn't bother us because we're LA guys, but like we're fine playing a concert for some chilled out chillers. But then when we play in Philadelphia, we're like, holy shit, this is fun.
You're right. So it's not just obfuscated by the size of the population.
No.
It's like, it truly is, despite even having a giant, giant population.
It's sort of lackadaisical.
Yeah.
Like when the Philadelphia Eagles football team was in the Super Bowl and won, I'm sure you knew that all over the town.
Right.
Like it was probably the radio the next day must be like, we won, you fuck.
I was in Denver. I looked up, it's lackadaisical, not lackadaisical. I said like lax, like relax.
Mm. Oh, I always thought it was lackadaisical.
Lackadaisical.
I always thought it was lackadaisical.
Lacking enthusiasm.
Hmm.
Adaisical would be enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm, right. I have much adaisical for this.
I was in Denver on a Sunday, regular season NFL Sunday, not an important Sunday. Between for those 3 hours while that game was on, like the town was empty except for the sports bars. Mm. People were either the stadium or they were watching the game, and they're so proud of the Broncos. You know, mm-hmm. The Broncos are their whole thing. And just in LA, it's weird because it's like we've had if they have John Elway, we have Magic Johnson. We've had like LeBron and Kobe and these huge stars, but they just don't. Yeah. I was at driving out of Madison, Wisconsin when there was a University of Wisconsin, the Badgers had a game on. You could feel people driving through the suburbs. People were like, would take camping chairs out of their houses and then sit in their front yard and just listen to the radio because they wanted to see their neighbors.
Oh, interesting.
In these other cities, though, I feel like sports teams are more of a uniting factor. Like, is it because they have less industry or something?
I think because the population in LA is humongous, and it's just tough to get everyone on board with the same thing.
But yeah, we're spread across a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's weird, though, because Dodger Stadium is massive. It's like 55,000, and they do fill it. So it's like, that's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people.
No, but this is like famous, like Green Bay. It's like a small place with a professional team, and they're pumped to have that team.
Or not even like major league. Like when you look at some places in Texas where like high school football will like make and break towns.
I don't want your life.
Yeah, yeah. I just can't get to the bottom of it.
Well, welcome to Sportscast here. These are the three guys that know all the ins and outs of the industry. Yeah.
I need to, Campbell, correct myself. Remember last episode or 2 episodes ago, I said we were talking about number 99, and I said another famous LA athlete. I said Aaron Donaldson.
Yeah,
just Aaron Donald. I was
damn.
I got so excited.
I didn't know who it was.
Yeah, so I didn't expect you to correct me, Joe. He's not going to correct me on a football player's name. He's out to lunch. Now, if I got a Mega Man bad guy wrong, I'm here for a week.
Yes.
He's never... called Woodchip Man, not Chipper Man.
Woodchip Man. Fuck yeah. All right.
Again, fuck you.
Can we get into some booze news?
Hit it. Time's pretty much money for you. Drinks, and when I think we should then pull our sweaty dicks out and then compare them. And it's time for a little section of the show we call Booze News. It's time for a little section of the show that we call Booze News. Damn, that was sent to us by Face Like Thunder. That's like cool. That was like
Math
interesting
rock.
Music.
That was full on. Yeah,
that sounded like the voice was like
Bowie-ish at first.
Danny Elfman, sort of.
Yeah, yeah.
But then these kind of off kilter syncopation time shifts. This is like real music. That was art.
He was doing something that I think the booze news, when we opened up booze news themes to the public, it was like, yeah, we're gonna like introduce this segment, and then a lot of it became funny things. But this went back to like, this is what we do on booze news. Here's booze news.
Yeah.
It's about booze news. That felt like a proper introduction to a real segment.
He brought it back it was nice because he brought it back to the where it started from, but he changed it. He made it a little more modern, thing.
It says Face Like Thunder, so I'm guessing this is a musician.
Yeah,
this is like someone who knows music.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, yeah.
That was great.
And normally I bristle when a better musician than us sends in music for our podcast.
Rachmaninoff sent in that one concerto. That's the only person who's better than
I would love somebody out there who's a classical person, make a classical version of your Booze News opening theme. That would be good.
Ooh, front of the line pass.
Ooh.
That was cool. Here's some booze. Oh, and if you have a booze news theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com. Top story in booze news today. Hanford is tiptoeing off to the kitchen. Keep going. He's being a little sneaky.
Get back here.
Top story in booze news. This was sent to us by our friend Mitch on the web. Listen to this. A Tampa Bay restaurant group has bought the Don the Beachcomber brand.
There was a brand?
There's the brand. Yeah, there was a restaurant down in Orange County that was amazing. It was like a whole thing.
Oh, Don the Beachcomber is the...
Don the Beachcomber, the guy, the original tiki guy, Don Beach.
Yes, Don Beach.
Ernest Gant, yeah. Who opened the first like tiki bar, as we know it, in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, invented a lot of the original drinks.
It's been a while since we dealt with Don the Beachcomber. I feel like we did him pretty early on.
And I know, then he kind of came around. And
episode two, zombie.
Then more Harry Craddock type shit lately.
Well, and then we also, there was a little bit of Trader Vic in the mix and some Harry Lee.
We had some of our own cocktails.
Okay, cool. Don, welcome back.
Another thing we talked about Don was there's a documentary being made about him, and I follow their Instagram. Oh. They did the whole crowdfunding thing.
Yeah, wait a minute. Went to a tiki bar, and like you talked to somebody about it.
That's right.
The Tonga
Room? Tonga Hut. Yeah.
Tonga Hut.
Sweet talked her.
Yeah. Because you had just seen it, and she was like...
She was in it. She was a talking
She head was in it, and then she was kind of like... It was towards the end of the night, and she was like, "How many in your party?" And blah blah blah. And she was like,
"How many in your party?"
And then you sweet talked her, and you were like, "Hey, I saw you in the Don the Beachcomber doc."
She was like, right,
"She was
way.
Like, well, 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 right this way, you handsome man."
Young gentleman. I checked up on that, and it's still go. They're like doing the thing of like they've already like crowdfunded, but now they're like to pay for like music and color. Yeah. We're having a fundraising party, or you could buy these tiki mugs or stuff like that.
That's cool.
But here's what I was gonna say. Don the Beachcomber became a brand, like a chain of bars, tiki bars.
Like Trader Vic's?
Yes, or? Like that. And there was one in Orange County and it was dope. When we first moved to LA, it was there. And then it closed down. But now the name had been kind of sitting there doing nothing. And the Don the Beachcomber name was like the owner of the license was this lady who had worked for Don. And he had like signed it over to her. When he died, she got it and nothing was going on with it. So this restaurant group, there's a chain in Florida called Tiki Docks, which is tiki bars, I guess. And they own some other restaurants as well, but they bought the name and the recipes and the guy's image and all the stuff. So it's this weird thing that's happening. It's like fan fiction, you know, it's not the real thing, but you're trying to use. That's why I like at least the recipes are involved.
Sure.
But so Tiki Dock's restaurants are now going to have Don the Beachcomber bars. And then they're also going to be opening up. They have plans to open up like freestanding Don the Beachcomber restaurants now.
And this is like mostly a regional East Coast thing, or are we going to be seeing them out here?
It's a Florida based company, but I think that they want to go bigger than that.
Damn, I would do that.
Yeah.
So cover that.
Kind of cool. I'm guessing, you know, they're probably just picturing like Margaritaville, you know, but tikier. And that they even said in their statement, they were like almost apologetic. They're like, when we opened the Tiki Dogs chain, we admittedly hadn't looked much into the history of Tiki. Mm. Now we want to do something that is a little more has the blessing of the Don Beach name. But, you know, it also is just, it's like a sequel or what, you know, like they just bought a name and they're just using it.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Exciting.
Stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
People are on the move. Business is being done.
Business is being done. Now, Michael, you're acting very sneaky.
No, I'm not as sneaky. I'm just trying I'm getting my segment prepared.
Well, it's time for your segment. Now, this is a segment, not a section.
Because this is a segment of booze news.
Good band, bad band was a section of chit chat.
We didn't do good band, bad band, did we? Jeez.
Beatles, good band, bad band.
Ooh. Well, save it for that section. All right. So you guys.
Yes.
We do a lot of local stuff.
Yeah.
But I wanted to take us a little internationally.
Oh.
And I brought in a nip of something I've talked about before, something called salmiakki. It's a Finnish liquor.
Oh.
Now, okay. I mentioned him already on the pod, John Haskell.
Yep.
His wife Rosa is Finnish.
His wife Rosa is Finnish. They both went to Finland recently, and she came back. We went out to drinks the other night, and she lovely. Rose is the best. Brings up this big like gift bag. She had a bunch of salmiakki stuff for me.
It's damn beautiful. So it's a black liquid.
Salmiakki.
Like the sticker on this little bottle looks almost like a postage stamp. It's got like a ribbed side. It looks quite international.
Yes, it's so salmiakki is like a liquor. It's called it's a licorice. It's a salty, sweet licorice, black licorice. And it's like something that kids in Finland eat all the time. And like,
okay,
they just have this like, they love this taste. It's salty, sweet. It's black licorice. So this is basically that taste as a vodka.
Great.
But you go into a bar and you're like, give me a salmiakki.
Specifically vodka?
I think that's what I've read and what she told me.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's more of like that flavor can be put in other stuff. But this is a salmiakki tasting vodka.
Great.
And we're going to do, it's a 30% alcohol. And it's, the way that it gets its flavor is from ammonia chloride. Can you believe that? It is believed, this is from a website. It is believed that the salty licorice originated from drugstores. Ammonia chloride, the ingredient which gives salmiakki its flavor, was originally used in cough medicine and supposedly was combined to licorice to encourage children to take their medicine. So here we go.
Wow.
Let's do it.
But this was, so she brought me a bunch of candies and another type of liquor that wasn't exactly salmiakki, but it's more of like the, ooh, it's kind of thick.
Ooh, thick.
I put it in the freezer too. Mm. And I'm just putting little shot glasses here. Get that all evenly out. And she said you can shoot it, you can sip it, you can do whatever. But I was asking her, I was like, do people shoot these? And she's like, yes. And I said, you put it on ice and make it a cocktail? And she said, not really. Hmm. It's more of a, give it a smell.
Yeah, do a sip because I want to taste.
Okay, ooh, I'm getting smell. Jaeger. Yeah. It's giving Jaeger.
It's giving Jaeger. It's giving good and plenty.
Yeah, for sure.
Ooh.
Oh, it doesn't taste like Jaeger. It's all.
You're right about salty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It's great. It's
wow.
I'm very curious what this could do, like mixed with something. Mostly,
I like that salty bite.
Yeah. She said it's, called a salmiakki shot or familiarly. What's the word I'm trying to say there?
Familiarly.
Yeah. Salmari.
Familiarity.
Give me a salmari, you'd say in Helsinki.
If you're familiar enough, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fascinating.
Yeah, isn't it weird? It's a wild taste. And I don't know where you can get it in the U.S. It'd be tough, I think.
Haskell's wife.
Rosa. Thank you, Rosa. We love it.
And check out Rosa's art on Instagram. Ooh. Do we know her handle?
Yes.
I got it right here. Bzz,
bzz. Yeah, she's a great a digital artist. She makes some really cool, the type of stuff you feel like you can like touch.
Ooh,
you know what
tactile.
I mean? Tactile. And she does, if you know John Haskell's music, he does Plesh Modo on Spotify.
Ooh, nice.
She does all the art for his albums.
Okay, it's Rosa Amunkoi, A-A-M-U-N-K-O-I. Great art. There you go.
And an even better, Salmiakki.
Yep.
Salmiakki sounds like something you would say as mm-hmm. you're doing it. Like, mm-hmm. Salmiakki!
Like skull.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's thick. It's like thick. Tough to get that last little drop out of the glass.
Mm-hmm. I know. I couldn't even pour it all out of this thing.
Ooh.
So that's just a little trip in what a new section, segment, a section of a segment called Hanford, First Class Hanford, where we fly all around the world.
Huh?
Yes, we're working on the title, but it's about me taking people around the world to drink this segment.
Damn, okay.
no, we're gonna rethink
is that it for booze news?
Wrap it up. Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt.
Laughing Dog.
Laughing Dog.
Damn him.
Damn him.
That sticks on your breath there, the Salmiakki.
Why does the dog laugh if you don't shoot any birds? He's on your side.
You know, he's laughing at you. He's mocking you.
Yeah, he's on your side, but because he's such a dick. That's the thing. You're doing so poorly, even your teammates are like, fuck this. Hmm. Fuck you. You
all right, POS. Do you want to hear about the drink of the day?
You POS. Yeah.
Folks, today we're talking about the aviation. You might have noticed it because it's
aviation.
Purple.
Yeah, what the hell?
What the hell? Who's drinking that purple?
So we're drinking
drink?
Salmiakki completely black.
Yeah.
Another drink that's purple.
This is sort of, it has a lavender hue, wouldn't you say?
In the picture, sure. I haven't had one.
You've had?
I've not had. I've heard. I always see this and I say, I had to have one of those. And then I get it confused with Ryan Reynolds's gin brand.
Right. Okay. That's a confusing thing because, yeah, go ahead.
I feel like I've heard in context of this podcast, like, it's a blank, like an aviation. It wasn't like plane, maybe was like there, a.
We did something that was a tweak.
I like paper, get high.
I like planes.
Aviation.
A casino, I think, was maybe a tweak on a.
Cash.
I could be wrong.
What about a tuxedo? From casino to tuxedo, we've covered them all.
All right. Well,
great movies, by the way. The Tuxedo and Casino.
You know, we drank a tuxedo and watched the tuxedo at the same time. I was kind of hoping that we would watch Casino when we drank the casino. We didn't.
Oh, I think we also talked about for the 100th episode blowout, 100th blowout episode, watching Tuxedo again.
Woo.
All right.
We have to do that.
Yeah, we should. Well, we got to. Mm.
So, Mike, you haven't heard?
Only heard, but in the context of what I was talking about. Never had.
I agree. This confused me because of Ryan Reynolds' gin effort, aviation. And this is a drink that can be made, and this is a cocktail that is made with gin. Hmm. Weird. Here's the history from the IBAworld.com website.
This is nice that IBA can just give us a nice succinct.
Yeah,
so if IBA could be a one-stop shop, they could really be.
That's really nice. It does
Jeff,
me a
read
lot of
it, but please sell it, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Do a voice.
I'll put a little music in.
Also be funny.
Yeah, funny voice.
Aviation. No. Aviation was created in New York at the Waltkick Hotel by the head bartender Hugo Enslin. Is that familiar? While he was writing his book, Recipes for Mixed Drinks, 1916, one of the last cocktail books published before the start of American Prohibition.
What's the name of the hotel?
Waltkick.
The Waltkick.
I've been to the Warwick. Does that count?
No.
Damn.
Waldorf, Warwick. Mix them together, yeah, Waltkick.
Lately, David Wondrich found the aviation recipe in a 1911 magazine, so the recipe is thought to have been born earlier than 1916. Earlier than that book. The recipe is found again in Harry Craddock's 1930 Savoy cocktail book.
There we know that one.
Yeah, baby. But without the creme de violette. This probably due to the difficulty of finding the violet cream during the post-war period in the 1960s. And the bartenders definitively gave up on the blue color of the drink. Purple color of the drink. The IBA proposes it today in its original version with the creme de violette, which is now on the market again.
Hell yeah.
This flagrant ingredient not only gave the mix a sweetly floral taste, but also its beautiful sky blue color.
Aww, that's nice.
Hmm. Okay.
What's in this little fucker? And is it little? Now, that's a good question.
Well, you know, I'm seeing a lot of things in little tiny Nicanora glasses.
Yeah.
45 milliliters gin. Shot and a half gin. 15 milliliters maraschino Luxardo. Got it. 15 milliliters fresh lemon juice. You guys maybe didn't notice. I was squeezing lemons earlier.
You told us.
And one bar spoon creme de violette.
This is another one of those crazy things. Like, Tim bought the big bottle. And it's like, yeah, and you just need
a bar spoon.
Yeah.
Huh.
Now, when you're saying, you know, like sometimes I say lemon juice, but I say
joie de limon.
Are you saying cream of violet, but just with a funny accent?
That's how they say it.
I know.
Creme de violette. You want to know how to make it?
I would love nothing more.
Add all ingredients into a cocktail shaker. Shake with cracked ice and strain into a chilled cocktail glass. That's right. It's up, folks.
Cracked ice.
If it's up. Cardi B.
Garnish, optionally, with a maraschino cherry.
Maraschino cherry.
Got it. Any last words?
Nice knowing you.
Yeah, we're fucked.
I wonder why they call the aviation. Because
it's sky blue.
It's L.
Hey!
Of course. Sometimes now, you don't have to go too far for the answer.
Hey, I just Googled and there's a movie called The Aviation Cocktail.
I got a little, hold on, I got some extra info on this guy.
Yeah, sure.
I looked it up. Oh my God, I'm still on my Sal Miyake page. Whoa, Hanny boy, you gotta pull your shit together. You're being recorded live. Okay, this is on PalmSpringsLife.com. Top 10 most Googled cocktails this summer. The top one, The Aviation. Mm-hmm. Clocking in at 33,000 plus monthly searches, the aviation cocktail leads the way in the search engine results on Google. That was 2 weeks ago in news on the aviation cocktail.
I don't buy it.
Should I read again? This is from PalmSpringsLife.com.
I don't, no, nobody's looking up this thing.
Speaking of obscure newspapers, I had to subscribe to the Tampa Bay newspaper to read that story about the beach. I paid $4 to read that article.
Damn.
Now I got to remember to not.
So, folks, if you're listening to this podcast, you're loving it. Oh, it's free. Well, we need one of you guys to jump over to be a patron.
Sure.
Patron.
Well, why don't we take a little break? And when we come back, we'll find out if this drink is, in fact, blue or purple, like I thought.
It looks purple, doesn't it?
I seen purple or
but once. The liquor that Tim got is red, pink. What a hue.
We're going to mix it with some yellow lemon juice.
Ah, yellow and red does make blue.
Perfect. All right, folks.
Yellow and red, you're better off dead. Let's go to the break.
See you after the ad.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And we're back with Aviations.
In hand?
They're beautiful. This is a good-looking drink.
Yes. Yeah.
Not the blue hue.
Not the blue hue, and not even the purple hue, really.
Pink no. hue. Mike, when you asked in hand, did you really not know? In hand.
In hand? Help me out here, buddy.
Okay, I know we have Aviations, but are they in hand?
All right, sips.
I've refused to look down.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay, it's like a Cosmo vibes. I'm definitely swayed by the sight.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But are we getting violet breath? Kind of a
no. The Luxardo dominates.
Oh, that's what I'm getting.
This
actually, but there's like a mellow. There's like a lavenderish thing going on there.
Yeah, a little bit at the end.
It's very spring-like. There's very birds and the bees out in the garden vibe.
You're thinking love making.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking I might pour this on my bush. This Valentine's Day, pour this on your bush.
Pour it on.
I also just love bush. I love it that it's like singular, like my bush. Like, your bush is always, it's ever changing. It's always growing.
It's like a forest.
It's a many splendor thing. Yes.
It grows. It gets trimmed. It grows. It's ever going. But the idea that it's just a bush is funny.
It's like, yeah. It's
that's
like
my bush.
A lawn is made up of blades of grass, but you're always cutting that.
Lawn.
You call it a lawn.
You're dumping, dumping liquors all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Dump this on your bush.
Dump this on your bush.
I also like this Valentine's Day. Dump, like you're by yourself.
You got to do something.
You're just putting a sticky drink all over your pews.
Kind of romantic.
Yeah, well, in a way. In a weird way.
What does this remind me of? I think it's...
It's giving Hemingway because of the Luxardo. Hemingway...
But wasn't there like a cool New York new era drink that was like this? Like a Naked Famous or something?
Yeah, Naked and Famous.
Did that use...
Well, see, I think that was one that, that was like, oh, the Aviation is a take on the Aviation. I think that was the...
Yeah, let's see. The fucking Naked and Famous.
Nakey Famey.
I'm going to find it before you, Tim.
Yeah, I got it. I'm typing far away. And the Naked and Famous was, I want to say it was Death & Co., Joaquin Simoes. Mezcal, yellow chartreuse, Aperol. Entirely different ingredients, but...
But I swear it was like a New York new drink.
Paper plane was Chicago, but same era.
Brooklyn, not quite. That was more of a...
No, that's like a Manhattan.
Yeah.
This was...
Casino. Casino.
What's in the casino?
Old Tom Jim. Gin. Maraschino liqueur. Lemon juice and orange bitters. So this is very similar.
This is very similar.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Did you steal any violet on the way in? I didn't sip it.
Yet. No. Well, I'll grab some. We'll do it.
Yeah, let's sip.
This is, to me, looks like pink lemonade. So when I took my first sip, I took a big gulp because I'm thirsty. I was like, oh, pink lemon. It don't taste pink. Like that. Yeah.
All right. I'm just going to go from the bottle. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Ooh, violet smell. Swayed by the smell. You ever smell such a thing?
I've never smelled it. That sounded like you doing your impression of drinking.
Mmm. What's going on over there?
Mike drinking from a barrel of liqueur laughing.
I haven't gotten it yet.
It made a lot of noise.
Pour it in your glass. We don't have to be weirdos. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, you got a glass.
I got a glass. Ooh, it's nice and cold.
Yeah.
Okay, we're sipping liqueur. Oh, so I went to Cap and Cork. I asked, and then this was the only violet thing they had. This was fancy. This was $35.
Wow. Interesting.
Not bad, right?
Flav.
Very floral.
Oh, yeah. Sweet as fuck.
Yep. 22% alcohol by volume, so 40 proof-ish.
It's very chartreusian.
Yes.
What does it taste like to me? It's kind of candy-ish. But
oh, there's a recipe on the back for an Aviation on this thing, and it says half ounce of this stuff. Not a bar spoon.
Oh, yeah.
Half ounce maraschino, ounce and a half dry gin, and then 3/4 ounce lemon juice.
But maybe a bar spoon is a half ounce. I could imagine something like that.
What is?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. This has a floral thing going on, but if you sip it and think of Rose's Grenadine, the cheap red stuff. Mm. It's a more flowery grenadine, folks, if you're wondering.
It's a good taste.
I could drink that on the rocks just like that and have it be a little after dinner sipper.
This little guy?
Yeah. Okay. I wanted to say this. Aviation cocktail,
mm-hmm.
and we mentioned the Aviation brand gin. We mentioned its owner, Ryan Reynolds. Mm-hmm. I wanted to mention that I don't like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
You don't?
Yeah, rubs right. me the wrong way, always has.
That tracks.
Smug, too handsome to be funny, not funny.
Have you heard the term prom king comedy?
Yeah.
Yeah, seems like one of those guys.
He's like one of those guys, and he's got the itch to be... he's got the itch to be rich. But no, he can't just be a movie star. He has to, I have a little comedy show and I have a podcast and I do every fucking thing.
Mm.
He's stealing staff writing jobs from me.
Mm-hmm.
We're both sending in our Fallon packets.
He is at the forefront of my favorite Marvel movie.
Deadpool?
Deadpool 2.
I would
two,
never.
Specifically two?
Yeah, I don't know. One
you,
and
you
two.
You could never get Tim to Deadpool.
What about Green Lantern?
No.
Green Hornet?
No, that was a bad movie. I don't think I saw it.
Almost Seth Rogen, I'll give you that.
Right,
yeah.
But I forget which one, but I think those were bad movies, I forget.
Now, that guy's been around, though, paying his dues. Ryan Reynolds.
He was in longer than two
you,
guys.
Longer
true.
Than you.
That's very true. Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place. I watched that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Multi-game sitcom
as like
in the 90s.
As like a junior high kid.
And I remember actually thinking he was funny. I was like, this guy's like Jim Carrey.
Mm.
Yep.
Pretty amazing. That was like 30 years ago, and he's still kicking.
I mean, should he just...
Still kicking ass.
Would you like him
in
if he
Deadpool
just...
Movies.
If he just stayed like a Matthew Perry like sitcom guy, would you like him?
I would like...
Is it because he's a hunk and he's a fucking superhero?
Or is it because he kind of talks like this?
Well, I can't separate it because I can't say that I'm... It's because he is that. It's because he's doing Jim Carrey. And then... I just think there's something about like... Okay. I can't say if he stayed in his lane because it's not like I've seen him do drama, but like in Hobbs and Shaw when he shows up and he's like bebopping and scatting all over the place, it's like
yeah.
he is. I always hate like comedic actors always get more roles than comedians. So you think of the funniest people
right.
you have ever met or ever laid eyes upon. Casting directors always pass over them to have blander but better looking people.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that. Ryan Reynolds has overshot his potential and become this big movie star, but by being what is essentially like in every sitcom, which is like,
is that how it goes between those
daddy
two?
Like? Is it like that type of thing?
Yeah.
Daddy like.
Here's
Deadpool like.
He's got this bit online where he's kind of. He's married to Blake Lively and they're so in love.
Well, they like roast each other.
They roast
right?
each other. Like he has little jokes about like, I went to Disneyland and then I told my kids all about it. You know, like some sort of joke about not bringing them.
Well,
like,
that's so mean. Bring the kid.
It's funny.
Bring the kid.
Mm. How old do you think he is?
48.
45.
45. He's better looking than me and I'm only 39.
I wouldn't say he's
I
kind of
thought he was 50.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think he was on Guys, Girls, and Pizza Places young.
At like 19 and we were like 15.
Canadian fella.
That explains a lot. He
explains
has
the Jim Carrey.
And explains the sort of chipper attitude because in interviews he'll be like, you know, I actually have depression, but I find that humor really helps me. And I'm like, I should try that. But it's, you know, doesn't he have like, you, sometimes someone will be a little, have a brightness to them and you're like, they're either like mega church Christian or they're Canadian, you know?
Sure.
Either deep south or far north, but sure. Blonde and happy.
I kind of only know the Christian person you're talking about through
30 Rock
parodies of that. Like people doing characters of it or something.
There's some of them out here in LA, like
joke versions.
You ever met someone who's Baha'i?
Oh, yeah.
Behind me in traffic?
Yes, you have met them.
No, Rainn Wilson Baha'i.
Yeah, Rainn Wilson is Baha'i.
I shouldn't make a joke like that. That's a religion.
You well, can.
I think it was a good pun.
Yeah,
good pun.
It's more, really of, a it's more of a language joke than a...
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you're a wordsmith.
Well, I hope I didn't offend anybody.
I mean, I'm the one who's offending. I'm saying that it's like a chipper, upbeat L.A. religion.
Yeah. And Rain's a cool dude.
Yeah, sure.
Seems what is well, it? What is well adjusted.
What is it? Do they have a God or do they have a,
I mean,
Christian?
If I had to guess, I think it is Jesus-based. But I feel like it's sort of hip and kind of like pop music-y and frosted tips, and it's kind of cool.
Frosted tips?
Cool. It's very L.A. is the thing.
When is it going to be a religion-based? Forget it. No, I'm going to say what I was going to say. When's there going to be a religion based on Frosted Flakes?
It's great.
It's great. One flake.
One.
Hey,
flake.
Have a Frosted Flake. It's great.
I'm going to put my dirty fingers in my drink and eat the cherry.
Nice.
Great. Oh, that's a good-ass cherry.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's could be better?
Mm-hmm. That's a true Luxardo.
What's could be better?
Here in the Dutton house.
I gotta pee.
Mm.
I have to.
Mike!
All right. Right in the middle of
Should we do a cut to commercial?
Yeah.
Folks, we'll see you back after Hanford gives it the old flush.
Push, push, whiz, whiz.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're back with our final thoughts on the aviation. Tim, go for it.
I like it. Order again. It's good when you want to be fancy, but it's a springtime drink, so I'm thinking your Yellowbirds, your...
Yellowbird crushes this, though.
Yellowbird is better than this. Mm-hmm. This is a more of a mellow vibe.
Damn right it does.
Where's the lie?
But I like it. It reminds me of the chartreuse drinks. Mm. It's elegant. You kind of want to wear some white gloves.
It is. And the glasses we have here are also nice. And
Coops.
They're perfect for it. I want to see this in a blue. I want to see it in a purple.
Yeah, I want to see a purple. This is.
And that's what is going to lead me to my, you guys are going to find this critique very vexing.
Mm.
This is a didn't like, but order again.
Huh.
So to like torture yourself?
No. To find the correct version of it.
Oh,
yeah.
You got to make the one from the back of the bottle.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You should have done that right now.
This is another case.
No, I'm done drinking.
This is another case of led astray by the IBA. A new distinction I'm coming up with.
Because the maraschino mm-hmm. overtook it.
Yeah. And but, I just don't buy that the IBA. Anytime we have a drink and it's like, looks interesting, it's got a cool ingredient.
Supposed to be blue.
Supposed to be this color, and it's this color. I'm blaming IBA for this.
Yeah.
The jury is out for me. Mike, I'm kind of with you. I would. You can't say this isn't an order again.
It's a
good drink, but
I want to try this at a cocktail place.
Yeah. Or like what you say sometimes, you're like, I want to have somebody good make this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone knows what they're damn doing.
What drink did we do recently that had maraschino in it?
Yeah.
It wasn't a Monte Carlo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You know what this reminds me of?
Huh?
That we liked The Last Word. That green guy.
That's
from Detroit.
Is that maybe what I was
what
thinking
was
of?
What was in that? Oh,
that's another
chartreuse
maraschino.
Yes.
Yeah, and that.
And gin, yes.
And maybe, is that the one that's like, that feels like a New York-y new era, right?
No, that's a Detroit old era, came back into style in Seattle and is
fuck! Hip, fuck!
That one is a little more amazing because we were marveling at that one that we're like, man, the lime juice is clashing together with these, like the chartreuse and stuff. So it's both fancy but zippy peppy.
Yeah.
Mm. This one is, I would say it's very similar. It's a pink floral take on that.
Yep.
I like The Last Word better, but this is good. Oh, these liqueurs, they're very similar, even chartreuse and violet. Like,
yeah,
they're just sugary, and they just have that taste. It's like, there's an expensive liqueur.
And there's, like as we were sipping, we were like, oh, it's kind of rosy. I'm saying it's candy. It's just like, it's a little something different.
Yeah.
Don't know what it is, but it's not.
I just know just that vodka. I do like that Luxardo Maraschino stuff is good. Like, it's a stank. That's taste of sticks and stems.
Mm-hmm.
Sticks and stems may break my...
Hems?
Pims.
Pims cup.
Pims cup. Mm. Hey, that's not on the IBA, is it?
No, we should do it.
I had one at Edendale the other day.
Yeah.
That's a good
That's like a spring guy, right?
We were back at Edendale? Was this on a jaunt during...
That's when I just woke up there. I don't know how I got there.
It was this after four pizzas?
Yeah, it was four slices of one pizza, Mike. Thank you very much.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And also, while you're on your computer, go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys and put in $5 and you get the entire back catalog of The Sloppy Boys Blowout. That's our weekly bonus episode where we talk about the stuff we really care about.
I love that show, and you know what I do with it? I binge it.
Well, and you know what, too? If you don't want to, if you can't do that, leave positive likes on our... Rate us highly. We forget to say that.
Rate us, but not poorly.
No, highly.
Rate us, don't berate us.
Yes.
Hey, that's good. It's a good way to remember.
Lots of people will berate us at the very end and say, oops.
Yeah, don't.
You
know the rest.
Well, good episode, guys.
Yeah.
Really good stuff.
Yeah, tight show, fam.
No cap. All right, folks, we'll see you back here next week.
Peace.